Van Memtes Omer Aleph, Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Pinchas Ben Yor Omer Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, Boshu Chaverim. Chaverim were the Talmidei Chachamim, so they are embarrassed, and the Bnei Chorin, and also Bnei Chorin are the Miuchasim, Rashi says. The Chofu Roshom, their heads were ashamed. People didn't respect Talmidei Chachamim. The Nildalu Anshei Maisa became very scarce. The Govru Bal Yisroa, and the people who were thugs, they got strengthened. Ubali Loshen, people who spoke Loshen Hora, the Ein Doresh, the Ein Mevakesh, nobody's interested in helping out Klal Yisrael and looking for Rachamim, Rashi says. The Ein Shoel, nobody's asking for their good or inquiring about their good. And therefore the situation is very bad. We only have the Rabban Shom to rely on. Can't rely on anybody else. And Rabbi Yerucham says that is what's necessary when Mashiach comes, that Klal Yisrael should realize that they have no one else to rely on. Can't rely on anything except the Rabban Shom.
Is the Gemara or the news?
Rabbi Lezer HaGadol Omer, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Shoru Chachimai Elam Hevev Kisifrai. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chachamim went down one level and they became like Sofrin, like Melamdei Tinokos. And the Sofrin, the Safra, Ke Chazonaya. And the Melamdei Tinokos went down one level and they became like the Chazonim. Here Chazonim don't mean Bali Tfila, meant the Gaboyim. The Chazonaya Ke Amid Ara. And the Chazonim became like Ami Ha'aretz. The Amid Ara, Azla V'dildala. And even the Ami Ha'aretz went down and became more impoverished. Rashi. Chofu Roshon She Govru Yad Aziponim. Because the Talmidei Chachamim, right, their heads were covered in embarrassment, because the Aziponim Mamzerim Shehem Ashirim Velo Aniyim. The Elu Aniyim, the Talmidei Chachamim were always Aniyim, and the Mamzerim who were Aziponim, they were the rich ones, and they used to insult and embarrass the Talmidei Chachamim, so their heads were covered. Chofu Roshon Nidalvu Anshei Maisa Ein Chosh Lohem. Right, people who are Anshei Maisa, people who are Tzadikim, nobody cares about them. They're not what interests people. The Ein Dorish L'Yisrael, the Mevakesh Aleim Rachamim, Shoru Chakimaya Hischilu HaChachomim Safraya Melamdei Tinokos Shehem Ktanim Min HaChachomim. Right, the level of Chachomim became lower, and what used to be the level of Melamdei Tinokos became the level of Chachomim. And what used to be the level of Melamdei Tinokos became what used to be the level of Chazonim became the level of Melamdei Tinokos. Kama da'ara kamei ha'oretz. Okay. The Ikvos Mashiach, in the time immediately preceding Mashiach, why it's called Ikvos of the Mashiach, because like the body, the heel is the end. This is the end of the Golus right before Mashiach comes. Chutzpah Yaskil. There'll be a lot of chutzpah in the world. The Yoker Ya'amir. And there'll be tremendous inflation in the world. Hagefen Titein Pirio. There'll be a lot of wine. V'hayayin B'yoker. But there'll be such a demand for it, people will be drunkards, that it'll be expensive. Umalchus tehopich leminos, the malchus will turn to all to minus, the ain tochachas, nobody gives musr to anybody, beisvad yel is nus, the yeshivas will turn to bateis nus, because they'll be empty, and they used to be outside the city, so they'll be good to be occupied for immoral purposes. The hagol yechorev, place called the Galil, I love Dafka, it means our Galil, but whatever, the Galil will be destroyed. Hagavlan Yoshum, right? Gavlan is also usually means the border people will be destroyed. Anshe Hagvul Yisovu Meir Leir, and the people who used to live on the border will have to travel from city to city. It sounds like Gush Katif. V'lo Yichol Nenu, and nobody will care about them. The Chachma Sofrim Tisrach, the Chachma of Talmidei Chachamim will be putrid in people's eyes. That won't be important, right? Just the opposite. That's to learn secular studies, and that'll be what's important. The Yirei Chet Yimosu, and people who are Yirei Chet will be disgusting in people's eyes. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it means that holy Nasis Adorim Adorim, it'll be made into flocks and go into the desert. Right? It'll be people who are Bali Emes will be shunned. And others say what it means is everybody will think they have the Emes themselves. It'll be flocks of Emes. Everybody will have their Rashita, whatever, and think that only they have the Emes, and then there's no Emes. Me'orim Pnei Shkenim Yalbinu. Right, youngsters will embarrass and insult the older people. Zakenim Yandu Nektanim, will be a world where the youngsters will be on top, and the old people will have to stand up for the younger ones. Ben Menadal Av, a child will come stand up against his parents, rebel against his father. Bas Koma Beima, a daughter against her mother. Kala Bechamosa, even worse, Kala against her mother-in-law. Oyve ish anshe beso, right? The enemies of a person will be his own family. Pnei hador kipnei akelev, the leaders of the generation will be like dogs, literally meaning they'll be mechutzofim. And the famous word from Yisrael Salanter: you see a man walking a dog, it looks like the dog's leading the man. But when they come to a crossroads, the dog looks back to see which way the man wants to go, so you know that the dog is being led by the man, even though he's walking in the front. Same thing, the leaders will be led by the people. They won't do what's right, they'll do what's popular. And they look like they're leading, but whenever they have to make decisions, they'll make a seker, right, and see what people want, and that's what they'll do, even if it's not the right thing. Haben enu mispayish mi aviv, a son is not embarrassed in front of his father. The alma yeshla, and therefore, what do we have to rely on? Al avinu shebashamayim. Rashi. Oslo v'navla, holchim v'dalim misnavlin. What's it called? The Talmidei Chachamim will become impoverished, scarce. V'ikvos ha-Mashiach, v'sof ha-Golos l'fnei bi'as Mashiach. V'hayayin b'yoker, shakol oskim b'mishtos. Everybody's looking for wine. So the demand, even though the supply is great, the demand is also great. So the price will go up. V'ein tochacha, ein l'cha adam, shiyucha lochiach. No one will have the power to give somebody else tochacha. Shekulam nichsholim bechatos, right? Everybody's sinners. Shemochichin, and when they give mussar to somebody else, when Reuven gives mussar to Shimon, Omer lo, atokam oni. So Shimon will say, look who's talking. Look who's calling the kettle black. Ubeis havad shel chachamim yule veisnus. Shekolu achachamim, the yeshivas will be empty, because everybody will be in the army. Ve'ein lo me Torah, nobody will be learning. Ve'yehichorev me'ein ish, and therefore the yeshivas will be empty buildings. Ubale zima misgoldedim shom, and therefore they'll be occupied by people who are looking for znos because they're outside the city. Nesha chutz leir hayu bati midrasha shalohem. So since the bati midrashas will be empty, squatters will come and use them for immoral purposes. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Oshanu, what's it called? And then the Mishnah says that they asked the atoros chasonim. Omar Rav Oshanu Ela Shel Melech VeGofris. That's only Atoros Chacham which were made out of Melech and Gofris. Ava Shel Cheres VeShel Vered. But the Atoros Chasonim that were made out of Cheres, Al Hadas and Vered, right? The ones that were made out of plants, flowers, those are okay. Shmuel Omer Af Shel Hadas VeShel Vered Aser. And Shmuel says no. Even the ones made out of flowers are Aser. Shel Konim VeShel Chilas Mutter. If they're made out of reeds, that was okay. The Levi Omer Afshal Konim Vishal Chilas Aser, and Levi said even the ones who were made out of reeds are Aser. The Chen Tani Levi Masnisei. Levi said also in his Braisa Afshal Konim Vishal Chilas Aser. Rashi Shal Melech Vishal Gofris Inyan Atorah Osin Me Even Shal Melech Shehut Solul. It's like some kind of crystal. They made these Atoros out of crystal. Ke Even Ham Bedolach the Korin whatever. It's sovin also, and then they would color it, kamin siurin, and they would make different designs on it. begofris, kishem shosim beklizo of the kesef. And they would then, with gofris, make designs on it. And that would, they would use as an atora for the chasonim. Chilis, kimin guma hagodl b'mayim. It's some kind of rubbery plant. Okay, let's go on. The alha irus, my irus, right? The asher in irus by chasanas. Amr of Elazar, tavla the chad puma. It's some kind of drum that's covered only on one side. Rava Barafuna, Ovad Le Lebre, Tanbora. He made him a tambourine, which is also like a drum that's covered on one side. Asa Avua Tavre. So his father came and broke the tambourine because it's also because of the Xera of Eirus. Amarle Michle Petavla de Chad Puma. It's not exactly a Tavla de Chad Puma, but it looks like this kind of drum that they answered. Zil Ovad Le Apuma de Chatzvo, Apuma de Kapiza. Go and make a drum by putting a skin over a pitcher, right, or over some other kli, and then it, well, people won't confuse it with what's awesome. Okay. The Pulma Shal Titus, Gozrel Atoros Kalos, Mai Atoros Kalos, Omer Rav Barchana, Omer Rav Yochanan, Ir Shal Zohav. It was a certain kind of ornament that was in the shape of a city, or Yerushalayim Shalzov, in the shape of Yerushalayim, made out of gold. That they asked Kalas to wear. Tanya Nami Hochi Ezeu Atoros Kalas, Ir Shalzov. Aval Osa Osa Kipa Shal Milas, you can make a veil, right, over the Kala. Tana Afal Chupas Chasonim Gozu, they even asked Chupas Chasonim, my Chupas Chasonim, Zahoris Hamuzavos. Some kind of cloth that's overlaid by gold, and they used to put that over the chasen. Tanya Nami Hochi, Elohein Chupas Chasonim, Zahuris Hamuzheves. Aval Osa Papira, Papiris, can make some kind of frame above the chasen, the Tola Bo Komashi Yirtsen, and there you can hang that, but you can't make a Torah, like a crown, over the chasen himself, but you can make some kind of frame and hang things from the frame. Rashi. We did that already. Tavla de Chad Puma, Zug Shal Inbol Echod Shemekashkim Bol Ashir Bevesamishtos. Rashi said some kind of bell with one kind of clapper that they used to use at parties. Tanbura Kach Korin also Beloshin Laz. Tanbura, tambourine. Vuhu Osui Defonoso Bagulos Ke'e Napa. It's made like a round, like a sieve. The koshrin midafnosov chutin shel barzel, and you tie on the sides of it wire. The shultin al piv or, and you to the wire you tie a skin, right, like a drum. Kishuhu lach umoseach, and you make it very tight. V'hum isyabi shomel, then when it dries up it becomes tighter. The kishemakin olav the makel dak who motzi called soul. When you hit it with a drumstick, so it makes a nice sound. The yesh umnin shiodim lahako solov makachar macha kaseder achinishma kaminshir. And you can drum a beat on it that sounds like a song. Nichlif betavl dechad puma zug shal inbol shosin bebesamishtos domalo bekol. So Rashi says this bell sounded like the tambourine. The tambourine sounded like the bell that was awesome. For Osi Lemevet Ahud de Gozer Ale, and they'll come to use the one that's awesome. So he broke the tambourine. Kapiza Kli Machzik Gimelugin. So he said instead, spread skin over a pitcher, over some kli, and make the drum out of that. Ir Shel Zov, Atora Shel Zov, the Ir Shel Zov Mitzayeres Aleha. Some kind of ornament made out of gold with a city, or the city of Yerushalayim, engraved in it. Kipa, kimokova, shaltsemer, lava. Right? It's like a veil that goes over the kala's head. Zahoris hamuzavos, talis vua shani, uvo kovin tasi zahav. It's a talis that is dyed crimson, and they put, pieces of gold, gold, I tas is a thin plate of gold. And then it stands up like a dome. A frame. The Moshe Anuosim. They told him, you can hang whatever you want on it, as long as the thing is not a keeper directly on the chosen, but something hanging above him. That they didn't ask him. Moshe Anuosim. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll finish the little bit till the mamish, a few last lines. So we'll leave the seum on Sunday, and we'll give a hakdama to get, and before we start the Masechta, a little bit about get or whatever that's no geya to the Masechta, and then we'll start the Masechta of Sabbath on Monday, which gives us 2 days, one blot to get in before Rosh Hashanah. I think we're up to Mentesu and Beis Bepulma Shel Titus. Okay, when the legions of Titus came the first time, say the Gozer and Atoros Kalos. Naya Toros Kalos, Omer Rabba Barbarchano, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ir Shel Zohav. It's a kind of a pendant that had a city on it in gold. And it was called Ir Shel Zohav. It was also Yerushalayim Shel Zohav. Tanya Nomi Hachi, Ezeu Atoros Kalos, Ir Shel Zohav. Avil Oso Sokipo Shel Milas. You know, if it's not a golden pendant, but it's a hood made out of silk, that's okay. Tana afal chupas chasonim gozu. Not only atoros kala, but chupas chasonim too. My chupas chasonim, zahori samuzavos. It's also some kind of chupah that goes over the chasen that's overlaid with gold. Tanya nami hachi, elu hen chupas chasonim, zahori samuzavos. Aval osa papiris v'toldebo komashi yirza. Can make a frame and hang things from it as long as it doesn't go directly over the chasen. Okay. Shelo yilamedes beno yivonis tona rabbanan kishitzoru malche beis chashmoi ze al ze hayohurkenes mivachutz varistablos mivifnim. When they had the machlokes between Hurkenes and Aristobulus, who was going to be the king after Hurdus, So Hyrcanus was outside and Aristobulus was on the inside, and they made a siege to try to get him down, Aristobulus. B'chol yom v'yom hong mishalsim dinarim b'kupo mal lahem tmidim. So, and every day they would put up lambs through the wall, to through the siege, at least to let them, and they would give them money, and they would give them a lamb in order they should be able to continue being makriv the tamid, because they couldn't bring animals into the city. So this much they allowed. Hoyeshom zokin echad shohaya makir b'chochmas yivonis, whatever that was, chochmas yivonis, some kind of, it's not loshon yivonis, but it's he knew the Greek philosophy. Lo azlohem b'chochmas yivonis, so he told them in chochmas yivonis. Calls Mansha Oskin Bavoda Enim Sorim Biedchem. Lamaisa, if you want to win this battle and overcome Aristobulus, you're going to have to stop giving them animals for the carbon atomid, because that carbon atomid keeps them in office. Lamacher Shulshul Dinarim Bekupa. Next day they lowered down money in order to that they should put a lamb in the bucket and bring it up into the city. The Helim Chazir. Instead, they put a Chazir into the bucket. Kiven Shigio Lechatzi Choma Noatzi Parnot. When it got to half the wall up, the Chazir put its feet into the wall. The Nizdazea Eretz Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa, and Eretz Yisrael shook Arba Meos Parsa. From the Chilul Hashem, also Shah Amru or Adam Shigigdal Chazerim, they made a klal against people who had raised pigs in Eretz Yisrael. The or Adam Shalamid Livno Chochmas Yivanis, and because this guy who knew Chochmas Yivanis was the one who gave the Eitzah, They made another klala on anybody who would teach their children Chochmas Shivanis. They also Shona Shoninu. That year was a terrible year. There was a raw because they had the siege. And Shoninu Maisa Uba Omer Migago Strifim. The Omer didn't come from close to Yerushalayim because there wasn't any tvua to bring close to Yerushalayim. Had to come from far away. Usually the Omer has to come from as close to Yerushalayim as possible. Shtei Alechem Ibikas Ein Socher. And the Shtei Alechem came from Bikas Ein Socher. See Rashi. Ir shel zov, a Torah shel zov, the ir shel zov mitu yeres aleha. It's some kind of ornament that has a city of depicted in gold on it. Kipa kamo kova shel tzemer lovan shikorim whatever. It's like a hood, a white hood. Zahori samuzavos talis shvua shani. It's a garment that is dyed crimson. Uvokvuim tasei zohav achem amidin osokim in kippa. And there are rods or of gold that standed up like a kippa, like a dome. Aval osahu paris kamin kippa shel ma'agole eitz can make a frame kamosha onuosim. The tolin botsnifin redidei zov kemosha anuosim, and on that chuppah, which is the frame, you can hang whatever you want to hang on it. That's not called atoros chasonim. Chochmas yivonis loshin chochmas shemedabrim bo b'nei paltin the ein shar ha'am akirim bo. Some kind of pig Latin, no, some kind of language that the malchus speaks that other people don't recognize. Some kind of like a coded language, just for the malchus. A code. Malchay beishas vashmonoi shnei achim shohayu miskotitim ala malucha hurkenes varistoblus. Two brothers who were, what's it called, from malchus beish chashmonoi. They weren't really from malchus beish chashmonoi. They were from the extension of malchus beish after hurdes. He was on the outside and he made a siege against his brother Aristobulus. The Hevi Imo Chayil Romoyim, and he brought the Romans in to help him. And eventually the Romans destroyed everything. Mitrumas Halishka Litzmidim. So they used to give money from the Trumas Halishka to buy korbanos. There was a siege, so they couldn't get the animals in except this way. So one of the advisors on the inside told Hyrcanus, if you keep giving them animals for korbanos, you're not going to win over them. Laws lehem laosin shebachutz, noaz siparnov nizazea machmas ha melech. Machmas hamelech sheboro alchil shemo, right? Mechamas hamelech sheboro alchil shemo. The Rabbanu shel Olam, what's it called? It was angry. If the land, what's it called, shuddered 400 parsos. It wasn't actual, but the chil Hashem involved was one to make the land shudder 400 parsos. The also shana shaninu, she also shana hechrivu hachayolos esasroim she. Right? They, because of the siege, they destroyed all the fields immediately around Yerushalayim. Why do I have to bring it from close by? Right? That it has to be still moist. So if you bring it from far away, it dries out. So if you bring it from close, when they toast it, it's still moist. It doesn't fill up the ear, right? The grain isn't filled up and it's dried out. So when it dries out, it shrinks. Okay. Any. V'hamar Rebbe, be'eretz Yisrael loshen sursi. L'maisa, is that true that you can't learn Chochmas Yivonis? says in Eretz Yisrael, the dialect they speak is Sursi, of Lashon Sursi Lama. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't speak Lashon Sursi. They all either speak Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevonis. Ba'omer of Yosef, Bebavel Lashon Arami, Lama. In Bavel, there's no reason to speak Aramis, Ela O Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Parsi. Bavel used to speak Lashon Parsi or Lashon HaKodesh. So it says over here that they spoke Lashon Yevonis. So mashma that people learned Lashon Yevonis. If Chachmas Yevonis was Osir, how did they speak Lashon Yevonis? Where it says, no, Lashon Yevonis Lechud, Bechachmas Yevonis Lechud. Two separate things. Lashon Yevonis is the Greek language. That was allowed to be taught and spoken. But Chachmas Yevonis is something else. Chachmas Yevonis is some kind of code language that they didn't leave. Where it says, Bechachmas Yevonis Miasira. Okay, so Chachmas Yevonis is different than Lashon Yevonis. But was that Osir? The Omer of Yehudah Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shim Gamliel, Maidich Siv, Einai Ola Lola Nafshi, Mikol Benos Iri, Elif Yeladim Hoiba Ves Abba, I'm crying and mourning over Benos Iri. What was that? The children of Yerushalayim were destroyed. Elif Yeladim Hoiba Ves Abba, Shim Gamliel said there were 1,000 children, right, who were part of the household of my father, right, Ram Gamliel. Chamesh Mios Lamdu Torah. 500 learned Torah. Chamesh Mios Lamdu Chochmas Yevonis. And 500 learned Chochmas Yevonis. Lo Nishtar Mehem Ela Ani. Ani Kan Uben Ochi Abba Ba'asya. The only two of us are left. Me and my cousin. Yeah, and Ben Ochi Abba, right, my cousin, in Asya. Where it says, Shani Shal Beisram Gamliel Dikrov Lamalchus. Obviously, you see that 500 learned Chochmas Yevonis. That was different because they were Korv Lamalchus, they had to learn it. They had no choice. So certain things they were matter that were also to stamp people for people who were Korv Lamalchus. Titania, Misaper Komi, Harizemi Darko Yamori. If somebody shaves his head, and he leaves, what's it called? I think it's like a mohawk. Misaper Komi. It's like, shaving your head and, leaving, blurious in the middle. And Avtulis ben Ruvain he tiro the saper komi, but Avtulis they permitted him to do that. Shu kar of the malchus, and because he was kar of the malchus, shall base Rabban Gamliel he tiro lohen chachmas Yevonis, even though chachmas Yevonis was usher to learn, and there was a klala for anybody who learned it. They shikrov in the malchus. They permitted the household of Rabban Gamliel to learn chachmas Yevonis because they were kar of the malchus. See. Lashon Sursi, Karov hu l'Lashon Arami. Sursi is similar to regular Aramaic. The Omrani is a Lashon Gemaras Yerushalmi. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a very difficult dialect of Aramaic, and it's called Lashon Sursi. The Umos Ha'olim Karin also Linga Shuria. A Lashon Yevani, Shayu Krovim le'Eretz Yavan. Since they were close to Greece, so they spoke Greek. The Lashon Yavan, Yofamizeh. Right? Why should they speak Sursi if they can speak Yevonis, a much nicer language? I have to cry, because what happened to me, my eyes don't stop crying. Misaper kumi saro shlefanov umeniyah bluris miachorav. Right, these to cut off the hair in the front and leave a like a ponytail in the back. Midarko yamori, not allowed to have a haircut like that. Shehein manichim bluris l'shem avodas kochavim, because the Amorim used to leave a ponytail in the back for avodas kochavim, and therefore it's darko yamori, it's a goyish way of taking a haircut. It was usher to have a haircut like that. Okay, let's go on. Bepulmus ho'achron gozu shlotetzi kalabapirion. The last legions that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they made a further gzera that a kala can't go out by pirion. They can't take the chuppah and bring it out into the city and bring the kala in this tent, like from her father's house to her chosson's house. My time of Mishum Tzniusa. They used to do it to begin with because it's near, so the Kala shouldn't be exposed to everybody when she was traveling from one place to the other. They took her as a skippy thing. Then they stopped doing it. Mishamesra Buchanan Botla Chachma. Tana Rabbanan. Mishamesra Belezer Nigna Sefer Torah. Rabbi Lezer was like a living Sefer Torah. So when he died, it's like they put away a Sefer Torah. Mishamesra Yeshua Botla Eitzo Machshova. Right? He was a tremendous Bal Eitza. And when he died, it's as if there was no more Bali Eitzah anymore compared to him. Mishemesh Rabbi Akiva Batlu Zroei Torah, the Nisatmu Mayonis HaChochma. Mishemesh Rabbi Elezer Ben Azariah Batlu Atoros Chochma, Ateres Chachomim Oshram. Okay, he was a tremendous Osher, and he was also a big Talmud Chochem. And it's a tremendous Kovid if the Talmud Chachomim are rich on their own and not dependent on other people. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina Mendoza Botlu Anshe Maisa. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was a miracle worker, so he was the last of the Anshe Maisa. Mishemesh Abi Yossi Ben Katnusa Botlu Chasidim. V'lom Nikrishmo Abi Yossi Ben Katnusa Shohayim Miktani Chasidim. He was the smallest of those that could be called Chasidim. When he died, it was the end of the era of Chasidim. Mishemesh Ben Azai Botlu HaShakdonim. When Ben Azai died, the Shakdonim, the Masmidim, died with him, because he was a tremendous Masmid. He never got married because he was much of a Masmid. He couldn't take care of a wife. He didn't have the time, so therefore he didn't get married. Even though Tosha says, because in one place it says he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. So in the beginning he did get married, and then he divorced his wife because he couldn't keep up living with her and keeping his chiyuvim. Mishemesh ben Zoma Batla Darshanim. Ben Zoma, it says, used to know how to darshan psukim to learn out the halachas from them. That's why by the Haggadah it says, Achidorsha ben Zoma, lo zachisi shethi omri yitzis from Zoma Balelos, Achidorsha ben Zoma. Ben Zoma found the drosha to support saying yitzis from Zoma Balelos. Mishemesh Rab Shim Gamliel Ola Govai, right, when Rab Shim Gamliel died, then the tzoris were tremendous. The Govai, the tax collectors came, Verobu Tzoros, many tzoros then came after Rab Shim Gamliel was nifter. Mishemesh Rebbe Huchpalu Tzoros. When Rebbe died, the tzoros became even doubled. Nigna Sefer Torah, Shohaya Bal Halachos, Mi Pi Shmua Harbe, Usturos Befiv, Ki Ilu Kosa Besefer. He knew by heart all of the halachos, so he was like a living Sefer Torah, Kedomra Sanhedrin. Harbe Torah Lamadati Mirabosai, Velo Od Elishani, Shone, Shloshes Alofim Halachos, Binatios, Kishuin, Ushlosh Meos, Bibaheres Aza. He knew all the different Shmuos, Balpeh, and all these sugis. So he was like a living Sefer Torah. Eitzo machshava shaya zoyer bidrashos ubaki bahalachos uvitshuvos apikursim. He knew how to answer the apikursim. So he was a person who had tremendous eitzo machshava. He's a bal machshava ulahavin birimzeyam kiramrim perakamade chagiga kinoch nafshei omrule rabbonin mai mahavi alon mininim. What are we going to do with the minim? He knew how to answer the minim. He knew all their tainas. He knew how to answer them. What are we going to do? Omer Lahan, of the Eitzim of Bnei Yisrael, Nisrecha Chochma Shal Ovdei Kochavim. The Eitzim, we lost the Eitzim, and Mamela, they, what's it called, Nisrecha Chochma Shal Ovdei Kochavim. Okay. Zroei Torah, Omek Svara. Zroei Torah, the arms of the Torah is, he had a tremendously deep logic, deep Svara. V'lismoch tamei Torah shebal peh al midrashei hamikros v'osios hayiserim v'lashonos hamishtanim v'mikra. You know what a darshan the pasuk with all the different nuances that it had. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah osher hadi, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was an osher. Kin amrina and tracer althei egle hadi meis me'edrei koshat. He had 12,000 agolos that was a meiser from his flocks every year, and a tremendous kavod haTorah if the Talmid Chacham are rich and independent. So then Batl, what's it called, when he died, so the what was it, Batl, when Rav Elazar Azariah died, Batlu HaTorah's Chachma, right, the beauty of the Chachma because it was independent, died with him, because there weren't any more Ashirim like that. Okay, we'll leave the last line for the Siyum, and tomorrow maybe we'll start getting tomorrow.